Here in the U.S., gas prices continue to climb, and as they do so, they become political red meat for the Democrats. Today, presidential candidate John Kerry is accusing President Bush of making America too dependent on foreign oil and thereby harming the economy. Kerry did not recommend that we gas guzzlers switch to a lower octane level, though. Historically, when gas prices spike, that's what consumers do. But is it a wise strategy? Will it hurt your car? And just what is octane anyway? Shell had its answer man. Day to day has reporter Mike Pesca.
Like camels and dromedaries at a desert oasis, Beemers and Cressidas crowded the pumps of a Los Angeles mobile station last night. In deciding what grade of gas to use, driver Marilyn Elkins goes by the message written on the flap covering the gas tank, which says to use an octane higher than 87.
My car says I'm not supposed to put the regular in, and I'm not about to spend the money for the Super X.
By following the manufacturer's recommendation and using medium-grade gas, Elkins has it right, the experts say. In fact, here's an expert.
Our recommendation has always been to follow the owner's manual's recommendation.
Lou Gibbs is a senior engineering consultant for Chevron. He says that certain engines were designed to run on higher octanes. If you use a lower octane, the engine will knock and the car won't accelerate as well. Late model SUV driver Zach Walters has little use for Gibbs' expertise.
I don't understand why it's better or if it's more detrimental to use a lower grade gas. I don't understand it. I'm not like trying to win any races. So I just try and drive, you know, and it gets me from point A to B, and that's all I'm caring about.
Walters actually may not be making a mistake after all. His unread owner's manual might very well say use 87 octane gas. Or the manual may be like the one for Rayola Dewar's Toyota Camry.
My manual is ambiguous.
Now, most drivers, if confronted by a car manual that relied on a Joycean literary technique, would toss it aside. But most drivers aren't analysts for the American Petroleum Institute. So Dewar investigated and discovered that for her car, premium gas, while not essential, has its benefits.
I did some research a few years back into this and found out that that meant that my car would accelerate faster on a ramp, about 2 to 3 seconds faster if I used premium, going from 45 to 60 miles an hour than if I used regular.
Dewar, even though she works for an industry trade group, admits that station owners probably have a higher profit margin on high-octane gas. But she still preaches the virtues of premium to a stunning degree. This week, I'm out in Los Angeles. I'm driving a rental car.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend I use premium octane if that's what the manual calls for?
Yes. If that manual says premium, absolutely. You know, you really should.
Motorist Anthony Larson was driving a rental car. I asked him if he would consider using high-octane gas.
In a rental?
Yeah.
No.
Someone from the American Petroleum Institute said, if the owner's manual, the rental, says a higher one, do the higher one. You'll notice it in the drive. It'll help you accelerate.
You know, I accelerate just fine and paying a whole lot already, you know. I don't want to pay more.
But maybe Dewar's right. There is a lot of misinformation out there about octane. People who use it don't. People who shouldn't use it do. No one at the mobile station even knew what octane was. Luckily, we have that expert, Lou Gibbs.
See, octane is a hydrocarbon with eight carbon molecules. The isooctane is an isomer. It's a more compact molecule.
For the non-chemically inclined, suffice it to say that octane actually is an organic chemical, not some invention by the gasoline industry. The isomer, follow me here, the isomer called isooctane is 100% octane. So when a premium gas pump says it's 93 octane, what it's saying is it's 93% isooctane. The other 7% is something called heptane. It's all an interesting science factoid to mull over when you're dipping into the kids' college fund to pay for your next fill-up. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.